This is KSJD. Good morning. I'm Tom Yoder. The Bear's Ears is a physical and cultural landscape located in southeast Utah that holds special significance for the Native American tribes of the Four Corners area. A coalition of these tribes, including the Hopi, Zuni, Diné, and Ute tribes, have come together in an effort to protect 1.9 million acres of ancestral homeland in the Bear's Ears area through a national monument designation. Besides the thousands of archaeological sites located there, protection of this landscape is important to the Bear's Ears Intertribal Coalition because it contains places where traditional leaders and medicine people go to conduct ceremonies, collect herbs for medicinal purposes, and practice healing rituals that are closely tied to tribal creation stories. Joining me by phone this morning is Regina Lopez-Whiteskunk. She's a councilwoman for the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe and member of the Bear's Ears Intertribal Coalition. Councilwoman, thank you for joining me this morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Why is the Bear's Ears a special place to you?
It serves a specific purpose, especially, and I will speak initially to my tribe, which is the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. This is a place where we did a lot of our herbal picking. This is where a lot of our people in earlier days resided. This is where they also conducted a lot of their ceremonial healing ceremonies for the people and in general for anybody that needed them. They responded in that manner. So it wasn't very specific to the Ute people themselves, but we had somewhat of a cordial relationship with other tribes that needed assistance, and so we provided those as good neighbors. Through the years, we've utilized it kind of in a way that a lot of the different tribes, especially those in a part of the coalition that have conducted pilgrimages back to the area, and largely in part the tribes that have Puebloan ancestry ties to the land were those who come back and pay homage during different times of the year. Whereas the Ute people, we still utilize it for hunting, for going to collect some wood to burn in our homes, which that is getting far and fewer amongst my people. We don't necessarily have a lot of wood-burning homes. So, you know, when it comes to things like that, we're kind of straying back from that. But there's a lot of natural and spiritual resources that reside in the land and in around the area there.
Many of us may be familiar with the Bear's Ears and the landmark that we see when we're in southeast Utah, but could you describe a little bit more about what the Bear's Ears area is like?
Well, if we all want to just stop for a moment in our busy days and just close our eyes and imagine a place up at the top of a butte where there may be a couple other adjoining buttes, which is the two ears that you see. You can look down across the land in and around and see places like the Monument Valley, the Ute Mountain, the Blue Mountain, and it's a wonderful place that you can also see Comb Ridge, which is in the area there. You look down upon that, you see a lot of red rocks, red dirt. You see up on top, there's some pine, there's some aspen. It's a very serene spot that we've come to treasure, and we really would like to work hard to preserve as well as protect. There's a lot of archaeological sites that still need to be recorded. So there's a lot to protect from the looting and the destruction from a lot of the recreational activities that could forever destroy historical aspects of all of our lives, as well as not just Native Americans, but of the previous settlers that may have pushed through there, miners. There's a lot of history that has not been told, but we would love to be able to have that opportunity to have that protected so all of our stories could be told.
You're describing some of the threats to the Bears Ears area. What are some of the other reasons why that you feel that the Bears Ears in particular needs this kind of national monument protection?
Well, one of the largest threats is to the land in regards to energy development. And in that area, there's potash, possible uranium mining, and other oil and gas production in and around those areas. And right now, due to the technology and how those are developed, they're very invasive. They would destroy a lot of the land's resources, as well as extracting it. And basically what's done is done, and once it's gone, it's gone, and as well as everything that gets destroyed in the process.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to KSJD this morning. My guest is Regina Lopez Whiteskunk. She's a councilwoman for the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe and a member of the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition, a group that has come together to protect an area known as the Bears Ears in southeast Utah. We're going to take a break and we'll be back. Stay with us. We're back. I'm Tom Yoder this morning, and you're listening to KSJD. My guest is Regina Lopez Whiteskunk. She's a councilwoman for the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, and she's also involved with the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition. That's a group of four tribes that have come together in an effort to protect the ancestral homeland known as the Bears Ears area in southeast Utah. Councilwoman, how did this intertribal coalition come together?
Well, it was back in July of last year, formally, after being engaged by a group by the name of the Utah Dene Bikea, who had reached out to several tribal leaders and asked if this is important enough for them to come out and support. And I think through a blessing of nothing less that could be described, we met in Toyoak just a day before the Bears Ears summer gathering that they have been conducting for some time now. And we formally just came together and said, you know, if we intend to really affect change here, we're going to have to elevate this conversation to more of a government-to-government conversation. So at that point, five tribes agreed to become a part of the coalition, which I know you named off four tribes, but we also have the Uinta Ouray tribe of Utah, who also is coalition members.
Okay.
So at that point, we began to look into working towards establishing a proposal that somewhat was similar, but not entirely the same as what the Dene Bikea group had put out there. So we worked from a lot of what they had, because they had invested a lot of time, energy, and by no means do we always give them credit for all of that, because if it weren't for them to really bring this issue forward, we wouldn't be where we're at today. So they've done a marvelous job as a grassroots organization to bring that forward. And now today we are conducting more of a government-to-government type of conversations. We've spoken to the Utah delegation in their efforts to establish and present their PLI proposal for a conservation area. And it just didn't seem like that conversation was quite going the way we would have liked it. So we chose to continue on and pursue an executive route and reach out to the president. And now we'd hope that he'd hear our voices.
Well, let's talk about that process a little bit. I mean, you're basically going to the top government officials in the United States here in this government-to-government negotiation, I guess you could call it. Have you met with President Obama personally? And what are the conversations sounding like when you talk about those government-to-government conversations? Are the United States government open to this idea of a national monument or a conservation area?
Well, we're actually in a very initial phases of those conversations. We haven't quite had the type of conversations we would like to. But we also, when we presented our proposal in October, we also provided a copy to the president and the staff, as well as to the Utah delegation. So it's been out there. It's on their radar. We're hoping that in the near future, you know, conversations may become possible. And so, but we're continuing to conduct an educational and informational side of what we're presenting in regards to our proposal, which is a big part, the meat and potatoes in the heart of it, really is the collaborative management piece. So we would very much love to be able to keep that.
And are you hopeful that there's some opportunity in President Obama's last few months in office that he may actually sign the Bears Ears area into a national monument designation?
We're definitely hopeful. That's the whole key to everything that we're doing. We are trying to maintain and keep it on the radar of the government, and in hopes that as we move forward as tribal leaders and sovereign nations, that we would be able to assist in helping to provide information so that this could become a national monument.
And how can people find out more? You said you're doing a lot of information sharing and education right now, and certainly this interview hopefully is helping with that. But how can people learn more about the Bears Ears and about what you're trying to do there?
There, we have a website, and that's www.bearsearscoalition.org. And you can also look for any information on our Facebook page, as well as through the Dine Bekea. And you can pretty much just hit the internet with those, and you'd be able to pull up any information that if you'd like to see how you could support us, find out more information, read the proposal. It's pretty much all there on our website.
And I have been to your website, and there's some really good maps there, too. So if anybody's curious about what this area consists of, that's a really good resource there as well.
Yes, and we've invested a lot of time in developing and thinking through very thoroughly about how we put this together. And we crunched a lot of time, especially for tribal leaders to come together. It's fairly challenging, but we've all committed to wanting to see this through for this year.
Well, Councilwoman, thank you so much for your time. It was really good to talk with you, and best of luck with your efforts.
Thank you.
That's Councilwoman Regina Lopez Whiteskunk of the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. She's a member of the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition. This morning we've been talking about how this coalition of tribes is coming together in an effort to protect acres and acres of ancestral homeland in southeast Utah known as the Bears Ears. Thanks for listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.